Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, February 7th. Wheat, the driver again today, finishing sharply higher, giving support to corn, but soybeans were unable to hold on to early gains from overnight, attempted to rally during the middle of the day, but then fell back late and settled near the lows. So let's first take a look at corn. We've got March finishing up 1¾ cents at 3.65¼. Another high close for the move and a new high as well, trading up to 3.65¾ today. Funds are probably still short, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 contracts here. And estimates for tomorrow's report, we're looking for slightly lower stocks in both the U.S. and the world, and also lower production in Argentina and Brazil. Drier weather cutting into Argentina's yields, and excessively wet weather cutting into the late second corn crop planting, running at about 2% completed versus 22% on average. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March finishing up 14¼ cents at 4.60½. Kansas City March up 12 cents at 4.81. Moved above the 200-day moving average for the first time in about 6 months today. That coming in at 4.72¾, and that spurring some additional aggressive fund short covering. Funds have probably put a pretty good dent in that short position, but still maybe short in the neighborhood of 40,000 to 50,000 contracts. Southern Plains, dry weather obviously driving a lot of the short covering there in the wheat. Taking a look at beans, we've got March finishing down 3¼ cents at 9.83. November finishing down a nickel, just above $10 at $10.50. Forecast over the weekend is calling for some rains in Argentina, moves back to hot and dry, but they put a little bit of rain back in the 11 to 15 day time frame, and also weighing on the beans, some chatter out of China about some reciprocal tariffs moving additionally from DDGs and sorghum into some soybean products, so we will have to keep an eye on that. Estimates for tomorrow's WASDE report, world-ending stocks are expected to be a bit lower. U.S. stocks, however, are expected to grow some, possibly due to a reduction in exports. And also they're going to be looking at Argentinian and Brazilian production. The question remains how much of Argentina's possible losses will be offset by gains in Brazil. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading higher again, even though the stock market has seemed to stabilize a bit, but we're above 90 now, up 75 points at 90.20. Crude oil breaking today down $1.55 a barrel at 61.84, so down about 3 or 4 cents off of the recent highs, just above 66. And the stock market up at this point 256 points on the day, having about a 500-point trading range. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.